Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Hey everybody, we are continuing our coverage of Rafa Benitez, looking increasingly like he's going to become the new Everton manager at some point in the next few days. Trying to speak to as many people as we possibly can to get as much insight as we possibly can. So I turned to my friend, broadcaster legend here in Merseyside, currently works for LFC TV and The Athletic, amongst other places, Steve Hoversall, who has worked with Benitez a lot, certainly during the time together at Liverpool, and has kept in touch with him throughout his managerial career, and certainly with his family being on Merseyside as well. So I thought I'd have a chat with Steve all about Benitez, see what Everton are getting, find out what Benitez is like to deal with professionally, tactically, all that sort of stuff was included in the chat, which is about 27 minutes long in full over on the Blue Room Extra. You want to hear it in full. Just a reminder, if you want to come and join us on the Blue Room Extra, it's £1 a week there or thereabouts. You can cancel at any time. It's not a rolling contract, and you get access to multiple Everton shows every single weekday, including a show every single weekday morning, updating you on all goings on from an Everton point of view, which I do myself. So if you fancy that, it's patreon.com/the Blue Room Extra. You can get all those shows and this one in full. So one more time, patreon.com/the Blue Room Extra. But in the meantime, here's a segment of that conversation with Steve. I hope you enjoy it, and hopefully we'll see you over on the Blue Room Extra to listen to it in full.
Yeah, I mean, I know Rafa quite well, and I spent a lot of time with him while he was at Liverpool, and subsequently when he went to other jobs like Napoli, I went over a couple of times and spent a few days out there with him. And it's been interesting to follow his journey. I've been a little bit bemused by the reaction, and look, I might get daggers thrown my way for this, but I think it's a little bit over the top, some of the negativity that's been aimed towards him. I think if you know Rafa Benitez, it gives you a completely different insight. And this might sound really odd, but he's not a massively emotional guy. He's not wrapped up in the emotional sense that the supporters get wrapped up in. He's a football obsessive, 24 hours a day. It drives his wife mad, his children mad. Anyone around him, his advisors, who I know quite well. I've been in his company, and you'll try and steer conversation towards family or leisure activities. It is immediately turned back to football. This is a guy who is consumed by football. And when I say he's not an emotional man, he understands the needs of football clubs and supporters, but I honestly think he struggles to connect on that level. And although he's held up almost in a godlike sense at Liverpool, I think for his first couple of years there, he sort of struggled to connect on that level. And I think probably what hasn't helped and still doesn't help now is And I know this sounds ridiculous, Matt. I think the language barrier. So, of course, inevitably, it will always get thrown back at him. You labelled Everton a small club. His ability to master the English language, he's probably still at the same level he was at 12 years ago. And I think if you go back to that particular comment, I think that was just part of his, you know, how tough he found it to communicate. And he still does. His English isn't great. And I don't think by any means when that comment was made, did he actually think of the consequences or the reaction to it. It amazes me the vitriol that's aimed his way, because I think if you look at the list available, he is a top-class manager still.
And you'd still say that he's a top-class manager, because I think that's from my point of view where I'd sort of... Listen, I know the Liverpool thing is a big thing for a lot of supporters. You know, the small club thing doesn't really bother me going back to that. You know, like you said, I think the language barrier, he's interviewed after a game, it's a derby. I get it. But I think the thing for me is that you sort of look at what he's done post-Liverpool, and you can frame some of the early jobs in different ways, you know, into Napoli, Real Madrid, et cetera, et cetera. But I sort of look at what he's done in recent years and consider them more relevant. I don't necessarily think that he's still in that top bracket, but would you still put him in that sort of company?
Well, you know, if we're putting brackets in there, obviously yeah. Times have changed, and we're looking at Guardiola and Klopp and Nagelsmann as, you know, managers who all of a sudden are labelled in the A category, if you like. But if you think back to when Everton appointed Carlo Ancelotti, no one was labelling Carlo Ancelotti as being in a low bracket. And realistically, you know, Carlo and Rafa, their careers have been entwined to quite an extent, whether it be 2005, the next Champions League final after that. So there's a certain type of manager. I think this is the really interesting aspect. And I talked about how Rafa isn't an emotional guy. And I get the sense that Farhad Moshiri is probably pretty similar on that level. He's not looking at this from the level of how is this going to be received, or what are the consequences between the relationship between the manager and the supporters. He's looking at who is the very best person who can help my organization achieve success, achieve money. I mean, ultimately, that's what it's all about. The goal of success and money, and be in that bracket at the top end. Moshiri wants to be, or wants to lead Everton into, dare I say it, you know, a new generation where all of a sudden they are one of the big boys again. And they haven't been, you know, and it doesn't even matter. If you look at Carlo Ancelotti and what he did last season, it's quite underwhelming, isn't it, by the end of the day? If you looked at the players he brought in, and obviously the hype around James Rodriguez, and that didn't work. And look, whilst you could compare the two managers and say that they are managers who perhaps could be labelled a little bit negative and build from the back, I still think tactically, Rafa Benitez is a man who knows how to achieve success.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.